Your Zest Life is brought to you in partnership with Speak Studios and Speak Boise. Speak Boise is a community-driven studio space where voices from all walks of life can speak and be heard. You can find them on Instagram and Facebook at Speak Studios, Speak Boise, and at their website, speakstudios.com. Speak Studios, speak and be heard. This podcast is also brought to you by Instant Imprints. Promote better with Instant Imprints. Instant Imprints are Boise's visual communications experts and your place for everything you need to promote your business, club, school, or group. As a locally owned business, Instant Imprints specializes in making your organization more visible with custom branded apparel, embroidery, promotional items, print services, and wide format printing for signs, as well as banners and vehicle graphics. Want better ways to get noticed? Visit Instant Imprints at instantimprints.com, Boise, or call 208-IMPRINT. That's 208-467-7468. Welcome to Your Zest Life. I'm your host, Genevieve, and this week I sit down with, let me see if I can get this right in my recap, since spelling was not my forte during my interview with this guest. G-O-N to the Z to the A-L-O. Did I get that right, Gonzalo? Gonzalo, who works with me at Cycle Bar, and I actually know from my personal training days when we were both auditioning for a new bar, yoga, and dance program. I was not teaching the dance, though I really would have loved to. Life goals. He is a very talented cycle and Zumba instructor, as well as former professional dancer. If you've taken a class with him, you know he is full of zest. He's spunky, carefree, and what I would call a mood shifter, in that he can make any bad mood flip a 180 to laughter and just feeling like you're a better person around him. I found myself laughing several times with Gonzalo during this conversation, but I also got to see him peel back some of those zesty Zalo layers as he discussed his background in dance, how he got started, and how the Gonzalo you now know is not the same Gonzalo others knew growing up. Gonzalo talks about the importance of family celebrating everyday gifts of life together, what his constant in life is, the importance of failure, working through injury, how essential relationships are, and how the pressures and work regimen of dance equipped him with the mindset to show up confidently in his skin and come out to the world. This was a conversation that I found myself sitting with long after our dialogue was over, and I hope it's one you find sticks with you once you're done listening as well. All right. Welcome back, Life Zesters.
Welcome back.
Welcome. Can you tell? It's going to be a great day. You can already tell, like, the first few moments there.
It's a spirit. This building is amazing.
Isn't it amazing?
I loved walking in here. The ding in the elevator.
Oh, did you take the elevator? I sprinted up the three flights of stairs because I wasn't sure what the elevator would do.
Well, I see an old elevator, and you know, I guess people would tend to like knock in on it. But
then you could also see an old flight of stairs and be like, which one do I skip?
Also, firefighters. Hello.
Firefighter. Oh, you're the one who's like, oops, I accidentally pressed the fire button.
No, I didn't want to get stuck.
But you didn't?
I'm just saying.
Are you sure?
It's there if it happens.
If you need it. Well, we're here. Actually, it is. It's a new building, but it's like got so much character. I love anything exposed brick.
I was like going to say that. Yes. Well, first I was going to say shout out to Speak Boise.
Oh, yes.
Awesome studio.
Isn't it gorgeous?
I see brick. I'm sold.
I love it. My last apartment in New York had exposed brick, and that was the hardest part. I told my husband, I was like, I don't know if I can say goodbye to this kitchen. We need exposed brick. If I'm moving back to Boise, we need exposed brick in the kitchen.
One has got to be real brick too.
Yeah, we were looking at some of the like wall placement, sticky vine, whatever things.
Oh, no,
I'm like,
no.
Well, we ordered it and I was like, this is garbage.
No.
Oh my gosh. So you hear it, right? You know who this is. You, whoop, whoop. I know your voice. I listened to that podcast. Remember that time I told you your voice? Yeah. Mm-hmm. Live or style. I don't know. But your laugh is like the most distinct laugh. Your voice is like the most distinct voice. And every time I hear it, it doesn't matter what mood I'm in, I'm better.
You're welcome. You're welcome. $5.
This is just going to be, what's it called? The like when you like make the noises on the mic.
That is so crazy because I was thinking about that on the way here.
What's it called again?
Oh, I'm totally going to play with that because then you're like, talk to them. That is just fascinating.
That's what your voice could be
so
though.
So on TikTok, right?
Yeah.
Like I don't follow any of the, what is it called? Someone else.
Know.
They're already thinking it and saying it out loud as we're saying this.
Influencers?
Yeah.
Creators? You know. Content?
Oh, no, the voice. The
Yeah, that's what the...
Yeah, and then I'm gonna...
Oh, wait, let me...
I'm gonna rob your aura.
This is now a fill-in-the-blank podcast. It's the one that helps you to, like, relax. I keep wanting to say kinesthetics.
Yeah, ambient. We should know.
I know. I'm sure Travis knows.
I know. Someone's like,
anyways,
they're yelling at listening to this.
My sister is going to be yelling at me because when I would stay with her, she used to have us follow. It's funny. We'd be like grown adults sleeping in the same bed together and we would be listening to this.
We're drawing a blank.
I know. I'll find it. Hey, I need to introduce you because you're such a cool human.
Whoop, whoop.
And when I read your intro, I was reading it in the kitchen and reading it in my head first and like LOLing literally out loud. And then I had to read it out loud and I couldn't read it out loud without laughing. So
okay,
here
so
it goes.
Pause for dramatic effect first because they know it's coming.
A first generation Mexican American / Idaho native, Gonzalo is a passionate, driven, eccentric, all you can eat buffet lover of life. He is an artist, a student, a teacher, a coach, what do you not do, and a go-with-the-flow happy hour soul. His life and career experiences range from performing at sea in the furthest point of the Norwegian Sea to the classrooms of the Emmett School District in Idaho. This next part is very true. He has a laugh that Genevieve Netting Howarth, my full name, could recognize a mile away, and a smize worth any cycle of America's Next Top Model.
Yeah.
Did you run?
No. I was too short.
Well, your beauty and grace and easy breezy. He is G-A-O-A.
And I even broke it down letter by letter.
That's why it's so hard. I'm like, this is the one part. Don't mess it up. G-O-N, gone. G. O N to the Z to the A L O.
Gonzalo.
I didn't mess it up too bad.
No, it's pretty good.
Oh my gosh. Welcome. Thank you so much for being here today, by the way.
Thank you. I will say, as I was, you know, putting this together, dance background, you're always creating your bio. You know, everyone wants your bio when you're guesting or performing every season. So this was kind of like, oh, okay, so should I go super formal and be like, okay, super. or am I going to be me? And that's what it was. But also it felt like I was going to go on a date because that's what you do when you go on a date, right? You pretty much are like presenting yourself.
I dress for the occasion.
So today we are on a date.
Is this your first date outfit?
It is.
I'm very impressed.
It's a three-piece suit. You're not here. It's a little hot.
It's a little toasty. No, it was a little toasty is what we just got back from Tulum. 95 degrees, 85% humidity.
That's what's going to get you.
That humidity kicks your butt every time. But the heat that you're bringing, though, muy caliente.
Ooh.
Yeah, is that right?
That's
oh,
good,
shoot.
Yeah.
I never know. Good. My husband sometimes, he's like, just don't say anything.
We'll test your Spanish later on.
Oh, no, please don't.
Wink, wink.
I was horrified. We're there, and I'm like,
oh,
I can't even ask them what their name is.
You should be.
I should be horrified.
No, you were just there. So,
yeah,
right?
Yeah. But
I mean, you know, you're basic, right?
No, I don't actually.
Nothing?
That's why I was so I took French and even that like oui. Un peu, parlez-vous français. But my Spanish, I took 6 weeks. Like I was so ashamed to be down there. I'm like, our children will speak fluently in some language, hopefully one that they can actually utilize.
Yes.
Mm-hmm.
In my time in France, friend Christine, shout out to Miss Christine.
Yes.
Lives in New York. Singer, amazing. But she had studied French and she'd been working on it. And when we were in France, it was so nice to have her because she had it down. Not to mention they had to learn a full cabaret in French. In
Wait,
like
was
the
she
span
the
of
dancer
like
or was
weeks.
She a singer?
No, she was singer. I mean, she can move too.
Yeah.
She can groove.
I feel like all the people I was looking back, I feel like we really were going on a first date because I was like internet stalking you. It'd be like, okay,
see, I'm telling
you. That's a really good way to put it. Interviewing someone is like going on a first date. I brush my teeth. I wash my face. I mean, I do that every day, but it felt very much more intentional this time. Like, okay, how do I smell? Like, but really, I'm like, I feel like everything that you've done, and I always like to backtrack, and I talked about this on the last episode, but of how people meet. And the first time I met you, like, you are somebody who, you know, like you said in your, when writing your intro, do you go professional? Do you go, you know, with a little bit more personality? Like, but that's who you are. Like, you are a very professional person. You're also one of the funniest people I've ever met, though, which can be interesting when you're in a room with you and you're trying to kind of read the conversation, right? And you're like, because your sense of humor is super dry.
Yes.
Yeah.
It's a little scary sometimes. And
for you?
I have to remind myself when I do meet new people that I'm just doing my thing.
Yeah.
I mean, you should never think about yourself and how you're acting and behaving. Yeah. Obviously, yeah, there's like formalities, but I think I come off sometimes a little too hard because of that. Mm. And so then I have to be like, oh, that person's really quiet. Maybe I said something that, you know. So I just kind of have to check myself once in a while.
But you're very observant too. And I think that's where when all of that comes in, like, you're very observant. You're a really good listener. And
I'm sorry, what was that?
I come again. This is where Spanish would come. I'm like, how do you say that in Spanish? That was us the whole time. Honey, how do you say this? But you're really aware of your surroundings. And I think that's why you're so good at connecting with people, right? Like, your connection with others and your ability to, and you're a performer too. And I think that's where your ability to be professional, but also allow your personality and your sense of humor come in to play. I think that, would you say that's where it comes from? Or
I will say, I think it's life, you know, experiencing everything from, you know, accomplishments to struggles to school to being cut from things, from not making it, from not being good enough. Like, we live relationships with everything. And so I think I'm more in tune to that, and I can see it, I think, when with people. So I think that's where I find the connection, is that I feel maybe a connection to what they're feeling. Mm. So it's, to me, it's a very genuine approach.
Yeah.
Not intentionally that I'm doing it like, oh, I'm going to be your best friend, you know. But that's whatever aura or whatever, you know, thing that I have, that it's my superpower.
Yeah. Well, and there's no BS with you. And I think that's one of the things I've always really respected and admired about you, is that you know where you stand with you. And if it's, you know, but not in a rude way, honestly,
totally.
Where it's like, if you're not feeling it, you
obvious.
No. You're very kind about it, but you're not going to BS around it. Like, the impression I get from you is, life is short. You're going to spend it doing what you want to do and what makes you happy. You're going to be considerate of others, but you're not going to waste others' time.
You know, for me, it's always been about respect.
Yeah.
We don't have to like the same thing, but I'm not going to go above and beyond to make you change your mind or make you feel the way I do. It's like, that's awesome.
Yeah. Gosh.
Let's
and that's
on,
so
you know?
Cool. I think more people could afford to be like that.
But it is. It's a waste of time. It's a waste of energy, and it's not even necessary. There is no win-win on any side. Mm-hmm. So just, you know, it's not good. It's not okay. That's fine. Let's carry on. But I am very, you'll see what I feel. Or, yeah, you'll literally see how I feel and how I react. Obviously, again, respect. Mm-hmm. But I'm pretty evident.
Yeah.
You know, whatever feeling that is, literally an emoji. On my face.
If you were an emoji, what would you be?
I know. Listen.
Oh, you're the winky face?
It's my go-to.
I think
everything.
I'm the tongue stick out.
I do it in the pictures, too.
Gosh. I think they took your face and they made the winky face emoji from that.
I want my royalties.
They haven't sent them to you yet?
Oh.
Did Apple come up with emojis? Who came up? I'm going to write them a strongly worded letter. So for people who maybe don't understand your background as much, you know, I've had the opportunity to talk to you more about, you know, how you got into dance.
I think people see you now as someone who's confident and someone who's outgoing and really, you know, you're a performer. And I think that we see that through your dance. We see it through when you're up at Cycle Bar. Were you always like this?
No.
Okay.
No. And it's funny because just today, this morning, I was at a training, a writing training.
What?
Yeah, this is for back to school. It's just prep.
Okay.
It's additional training for teachers to get ready to like know how to workshop and teach the fundamentals of writing to elementary kids. And my training is specific to K through second. Mm. Mm. So how do you teach writing, right?
To someone who's just learning how to write, yeah.
So that a lot of it was that. And so all of a sudden I became the student who was like wanting to answer everything, was the first one to get up, you know, like I was in it. And my point to that is when I was in elementary, I was the shyest, most timid kid in the world, which held me back from so many things. And this carried through pretty much high school. Mm. I am one to say I would love to do high school again because it would be completely different.
Experience it you yourself, not teach it, but actually experience high school again. Yeah. Were you shy in high school as well? Okay. Oh, yeah. Wow.
So I think this like confident is really just, I think in general, is just having the best relationship with yourself. Mm. It's like, you know, you're letting your freak flag fly.
Yeah.
And it doesn't have to be a freak flag. It just has to be you.
Yeah.
And it's coming to the terms that you are happy with your good and your bad. Mm. Otherwise, you're stuck in one or the other or totally. Seeking the other or trying to correct one. And it's the same with relationships. When you start accepting their good and their bad is when things are just good. You know, it's magic. Mm. So I think until I became comfortable with who I was and where I was and where I was going or not, that's when everything else seemed to just not matter anymore.
When did you, so two parts to this, because you talked about being in a place where you're having to go through being rejected, which I'm assuming you're talking about auditioning for different roles mm-hmm. through dance. When, let's kind of backtrack. When did you first start getting involved in dance?
So I started dancing as a junior, like the last part of the junior year of high school. One of my classmates grew up dancing in a studio her whole life. You know, your typical, very American girl does ballet, tap, jazz. She did all of it. And so her assignment, because there was no boys in the studio, they were going to do a swing class and they were going to perform it at their recital. So all the girls needed to go find a dance partner. I so happened to twirl her in one of our dances that I don't even know how I ended up going to, because that's the thing I would avoid, right?
Yeah.
Anything that I was put on the spotlight. And so because of this, she's like, hey, would you do this with me? And I was like, sure, why not? Mm. And she put all the work into it, you know, picking me up, taking me to the, it was just once a week. And so learn this dance. It was all partnering, you know, you twirl, you lift, you spin. But it was all the boys who had been brought in by all these girls. End of the year, we do this performance. And I, for the first time, experience what ballet and jazz and tap and hip hop and just these performing teams doing the recital. And it was just like, oh my God, this world is amazing. I just wanted to do it. Mm. And so it just became a hobby. So my senior year, I danced with that studio, not knowing a thing about dance, technically. I think a lot of it comes from my family's free kind of fun. I mean, every weekend there was a party.
At your house?
So yeah, Mexican family. Not just my house, aunts, uncles. Fun. Every there is a reason to throw a party in a Mexican
adopt
family.
Adopt me. And
it's not just your party. It's a rented space. There's food. There's either a band or a DJ.
I love that.
You know, that was there. I was just too shy to even then do anything. So I did it for fun just for a couple of years. I kind of learned the basics technically. And then as I went through college, transferred to Boise State, once again, met a friend in the dorms who was like, hey, I'm a dancer. And I'm like, oh my God, me too. And then she started telling me about the program there at BSU. Well, moving forward, I meet the director of Edo Dance Theater, who is a professional contemporary dance company in residence in Boise State. And she's like, met me, took a couple classes, and she said, what are you doing with your life? And I was like, I don't know.
That's such a strong question too at that age. You're like, who knows?
And I'd already changed my major like 4 or 5 times. And I was really getting very much over school at that point. I'm like, nothing is working except dance. It became the constant. And so 10 years later, I became an apprentice, a company member, a choreographer for the company, and a junior director. I started their pre-professional company under them. And so it was 15 years, I think, that kind of really pushed me and literally pushed me. Had a bunch of injuries. We did Northwest touring. I reached a point where I was like, I think I'm content. And then an opportunity came up to travel with Viking Ocean Cruises. Again, it was kind of just this thing that it didn't necessarily fall on my lap, but it did. You just had to put the work into getting there. And 2 years later, and like 36 countries later, I had got an opportunity to perform for, I mean, at this point, we get 1,000 guests every 10 to 14 days in the span of almost two. I mean, that is like, talk about like reaching people, right?
Totally.
And it's international waters, and it can be anybody. But what was so cool is it's like that kind of math thing. It's like everyone can understand. It was one language, which was performing, which was dance. Oh, and wow. I think that's what started getting me out of that insecurity of just being, is that I could say a whole lot without saying a single word. And I think coming now to what we do at Cycle Bar, which is perform, we really do perform, but we have an audience. So it feels like I'm back on stage and we literally tell a story. We have the opportunity to tell a story and to take these people. That was my favorite part about performing, was we took people for that hour, 2 hours, and they could just get lost in whatever it was that we did up there. And I had the power really to make you feel any way that I wanted to, or that the choreographer called for, whatever it was. So it was all those things just coming together, the confidence, the comfortableness, the being okay with me, coming out, you know, coming out to my family and my friends, and just being okay with everything that I was. You know, if you went through a list and checked everything, well, he's this, everything I was okay with, the good and the bad. And at that point, you know, it doesn't matter what you do, like that is your zest. You know, it's like your most sexiest outfit your brain can wear.
Yeah.
Then you can literally find that comfortableness.
Yeah.
And content in anything you do, because it comes from a different place. Mm-hmm. Not just because of the place you're at, which can influence everything around you.
Wow. I love how you, and I like felt it, even just how you talk about it, right? And as someone who I've seen you dance, and you're a beautiful dancer, and you do, like, you speak without saying a word. And I love how you said that, you know, especially when you're on a cruise ship and there's probably people speaking different languages, that you're speaking nonverbally a language that everyone can understand, you know. And you said something really important there too. And I think this goes back to, you know, you talking about how, you know, once you come to accept yourself, and you said here, like, during that time, you did come out. So how do you think dance equipped you to find this ability? Whether it was, you know, maybe you were accepting yourself before that, but how did dance equip you to come out to your family? What was that experience like?
Well, I think it was, I got to experience a lot of roles. When you perform, you can be a couple, you can be, you know, anything.
Yeah.
And so being able to experience that, it's essentially like putting yourself in someone else's shoes and selling it, essentially.
Yeah.
But also feeling it and vibing it. So I was never the best dancer, technically. I'm 5'6", built like a Lego man. Not even kidding. So my body is just...
I've never heard that explained as
whack.
A body type.
Yeah, my body's
I love
whack.
Legos.
I'm all torso, and then my limbs. So my proportions are whack, okay? My proportions are whack. Look at that.
ASMR.
ASMR.
We both thought it at the same time. I think ASMR is something different, but AMR, yeah.
I said, what is it? I don't know. It's one of those.
By the end of this, we'll know.
Oh my God, I totally lost my credit. Where was I? Shoot.
Talking about your body as a Lego man. Technical dancer.
Correct. So because dance is all about lines, length, proportions. Like that is the beauty of dance, right?
Yes.
Physically, like visually. And so not having those things and working extra hard to fit that mold, because dance is very much you have to fit specifically classical ballet, right? And that was our training. That was our warm up. I mean, that's what you start ballet. Your day with is ballet.
Wow.
So you're already putting yourself in a mindset of either, A, I'm going to kick butt today.
Yeah.
Regardless what my limitations are, or it's already putting you in, oh man, I don't look like them. I'm not.
Wow, totally.
I've always wondered how there are not more like dancers on like Prozac, but it's such a push. It's nothing in a way that it brings you down. It actually pushes you harder to become better. And I think that's a big factor in that. So that not being my strength, I tapped into performance. Mm. So that became my strength. Like when I stepped on stage, you might not notice me for, you know, my long legs.
Yeah.
But you're going to feel me.
Yeah, totally.
And so that sense of comfort with that, I think, is what translated into the comfort of my presence in life.
Wow.
With my family, with my friends, with myself. So I think dance definitely gave me huge platform to be where I'm at. I'm going to say it did.
Absolutely.
But it came with what I put into it too. Mm. Like I said, that can destroy anybody. It's such a tough world.
Yeah.
It's such a tough world, both mentally and physically. And it is brutal.
You're being scrutinized for everything from how you move, how you look. You know, I'm assuming... I haven't been a dancer. It's my dream, but one day.
I've seen you do stuff.
Yeah, I try. But I can imagine, right? Because so much of it is, it's a physical appearance because you're trying to make someone feel a certain way. And especially when you're on a cruise ship, I can imagine too with that. You've got,
I will say cruise ship life is a little bit easier because you set something and then it's just set for the entire cruise. So it's a repetitive thing.
It's easier because you're not learning something new and you've already been hired on for the spot. You didn't feel like there was pressure to maintain then a certain image or.
Right. Okay. So, and that's the thing is at that point, it's just maintenance. It's just maintain how you started. And it's true with every contract in dance. You got hired to do a certain thing.
Yeah.
The way you look, right? So it's fair enough to say, this is my expectation. I need you to keep this for the next however long your contract is.
So this is interesting to me because the only way that I can really relate to this is through when I was competing in pageants and just knowing, again, you're being hired for a job to hold a title as you were. But when you're getting ready to compete, you were making sure you're showing up your best. So I'm assuming that when you're auditioning or you're getting ready to sign a contract, that you're going forward with your best foot.
Totally.
Did you feel like how you were preparing? Let me ask you this. When you were preparing, were you going in with the mindset of, I'm going to show up as I am or as I would like on any other day? Or were you going in with the mindset of, I got to train for this. I have to look the part.
So what
was that like?
Your training sets you up to show up 100%.
Yeah.
There is no half-assing.
Yeah.
Because if you do, you're not there.
No. That's where I feel like there would be so much pressure to your... And maybe that's why. Like, how long is the average career for a dancer?
It depends. I would say 10 solid years of, like, exceptional dancing.
Yeah.
That it's doesn't include, like, the time you built to get there.
Mm-hmm.
And then the time after of, you know, when you're retiring at 35 and you're still maybe in the dance world. I mean, it can be older. Nowadays, you know, with awesome therapy and awesome strengthening, like, you can be a dancer for a long, long time. But at some point, which is kind of where I was like, I'm done, it became more of the building of the strength to stay than enjoying what I was doing.
Mm-hmm.
So it was more work in being present than just being present because there was so many things to do to stay. just for example, you know, keeping your body healthy.
Yeah.
So if you have, you know, bad knees at that point because you've had an ACL replacement, like it's all about strengthening and conditioning. Mm. So to me, where I kind of started saying, I think I'm done with this world is because there was more time going into the conditioning and the prepping and the post and the recovery.
I gotcha.
Than enjoying what I was doing, which was learning and performing. Mm. With that said, every step along the way, when you're training and when you're in a company, you're constantly getting feedback. And you have to be okay with that.
Yeah, yeah.
I mean, a ballet class consists of starting at what everybody knows is a bar. And you're sideways, so you can, the teacher can literally see everything on your body because it's all about placement.
Wow.
So, you know, when you get, if you ever do get talked to about, you know, maybe you did gain a little bit of weight. It's because they see you every day.
Yeah.
In skin tight clothes.
Wow, so. That's a lot. That's a lot. I can imagine.
But my point being is that this actually builds character. It builds strength. Mm-hmm. It makes you work harder. You might have been told you're not doing it right all week. You nail it the next week. And then you're on to work on the next. It's just a constant world of building. And there's never a moment, I think it's mental when you no longer grow and dance. Because mm-hmm. there is always something you can improve. Mm. And you can be better at. You know, we did 4 turns. Well, next season I'm going to do 5 turns.
Yeah.
Or, you know, leaps. Everything can have improvement. And, I mean, you can ask any principal, dancer, in any company now, and they're still working on something.
Yeah. So you said something about how dance was your constant in helping you to accept who you are and how you show up. You still teach dance, do you choreograph dance too?
I've kind of been, it's been less and less.
Okay.
I'll guest teach here and there, but it also requires you to, as a teacher, to still be in that world.
Yeah.
You know, because it is evolving. It evolves.
Right.
Yeah. There's the fundamentals of technique. But it evolves, it changes, and you have to change with it. And if you're out of it, you know, that's where I'm like, it's kind of like if I was asked to teach a point class, you know, I'm like, well, I don't know what that feels like.
Yeah.
So why would I teach point class?
But you don't know.
I'll teach a ballet class. Same said with you're out of this world for so long. You know, I'm not going to lie to myself and be like, totally, because I want to be prepared to offer a great class.
Yeah.
And if I'm not part of that, then, you know, when it's not there anymore, it's not because you don't want to, but it's because I myself am not feel prepared to do it anymore. So it's kind of faded out of my life. I do group fitness, like Zumba.
Yeah.
Which is,
you
know,
teach a mean Zumba class.
It's just so fun.
You are the best. Like, you make me feel, and I remember the last time I took I've taken a few with you, and I love it, but the last one I took with you, you made me feel, and I kept looking at myself in the mirror. I'm like, oh, Genevieve, that's not your right foot, that's your left foot. But you make everyone feel a part of the experience. And with that, so, and I think that the way you show up, again, I want to go back to this, because I do think that you're somebody who, like, when I look at our cycle stars and what their strengths are, right? And we're bringing someone on the team. And if they have something they need to work on, you know, I want them to work with a mentor in our team who excels in that. And you really do excel in how you show up and owning who you are. What is your constant now, since you're not doing as much dance, that allows you to show up and accept and honor who you are?
I think for me, it's always been about opportunities. You know, there's going to be opportunities everywhere. I have to challenge I think now my constant is challenging myself.
Wow. Okay. How are you challenging yourself now?
So I've taken on a whole role. I'm still teaching at Cycle Bar.
Yes.
So love that. And that, I would say that's a constant, right?
Absolutely.
It's, you know, a lot of people take something different from it. If it's just working out, it's just working out. Mm-hmm. Some people, it's very community driven. It's therapeutic. You know, it's their moment. And that's awesome. So that's a constant for me, is that would be one of them. Mm. When I first started college, I went into bilingual education. And I'll say this, my entire life, I've just kind of allowed things to happen. because I'm going to say this again, opportunities are everywhere.
Yes.
You just have to go for it.
100%.
Just go for it. Because you're going to fail.
Yeah.
You know, something's not going
to
work out.
You want to fail.
That's okay.
Yeah. Oh my gosh. I feel like we could go on a tangent on that one.
And I guess that's part of it is, you know, if it doesn't work, I mean, we tell, and I'll use this as a visual, you know, we tell our writers to add gear.
Yeah.
Don't be scared of adding because you can always take it away.
Exactly. It's like the easiest thing that you can, not necessarily fail at, but the easiest thing you can try and decide not to do.
Right. I'm like, give it
a shot. But you got to try it. Yeah. You've got to try it first.
And so education was where I started and I fell into dance, you know, went into that world. Well, as I came back from the cruise ship life, I kind of figured that I would settle and not travel as much anymore as it was the calling. It was the feeling. I don't know. It just felt right. I'll say this about relationships too. Like if it feels good, go with it.
Totally.
Know? Why put limitations?
Yeah.
Because we're all like, oh no, I should give it 3 months. No, I should wait for the third call. No, they should text first. Like why?
And this is a new segment we call Dating Advice with G.
We are on a date, so you know.
I know. I'm taking notes so I get a second date.
But for real, like just go for it. Why? Yeah. You know, it's there. Try it. And so as I came back, I'm like, okay, this is feeling like I need to stay. So I got back with Cycle Bar and was like, I know that world feels great. Mm. And just as I became, this became my new home, opportunities came up to teach. So I became a sub. Yeah.
I remember.
That's
fun. Can I tell you, when I got the message from you, I can't remember if you like sent me a text or like Instagram or whatever, but you said you're coming back and I'm like, my prayers have been answered.
Well, we're like OG, you know?
Yeah.
Well, I mean, I was.
We were like OG from Axiom when they brought in the Blue Studio day. Can't remember what it's called.
Yeah.
But yeah, no.
So I went with it and I said, this is awesome. You know, that this is like, I think it's pretty much like pandemic time. Maybe like we're coming out of it, kind of.
When?
This was in November of last year.
Oh, yes.
Right?
Oh, yeah.
At that point I was living in Emmett.
What?
Yeah. The Valley of Emmett is actually,
and you have
very,
peacocks.
Very beautiful. I do. Oh, that's a whole.
I'm telling you, we need a part two. We need a second date.
I have a little farm. Yeah, pretty much.
I have yet to be invited on this farm. I see it when I go on my bike rides. I'm like, I think that's where Gonzalo's farm is. Your lifestyle is so different now.
It is. But I also grew up in a small town, so it feels like home. Right.
Kind of came like a 360.
Right?
Yeah.
Kind of. And so then this opportunity comes up to sub as they're in desperate need, as you know, people are coming in and out and kids are in school with all the everything. And so I start subbing, and with that comes an opportunity to start full time, which was special ed, behavioral, you know.
Yeah.
It's a super challenging job. Now going into this next year, I'm actually now moving into a new position, which is going to be EL, so which is kind
so
of, you know,
cool.
In the area that I started, in English language learners, as that support, and also PE. Right?
You're the PE teacher I always want. I mean, I had some really great, Mr. Enrico was awesome PE teacher, but you, really?
Yeah.
If you need a guest to come in and teach anything. I don't care if it's scooter day and we ride around on those little scooter things.
That's what's so fun is.
That's so cool.
Know, it's
you're going
to
be great
creative.
At that.
So that is my role. And again, that comes with a whole different mindset, you know. And I think my constant is challenge. Like,
constant is challenge.
Yeah, my constant is challenge.
Wow, cool.
Because the minute that you stop feeling you're not challenged anymore.
Mm. Yeah, then what's the
point?
You
kind of get stagnant, right?
100%.
And I mean, even in the things that I've done, I've reached levels of stagnity, stagnance. What should we call it?
Stagnacity. Right?
Plateaus.
Plateaus.
So you can even find things within those worlds to change that up. So something, there is something there that needs to change, I think.
Yeah.
So there you go.
Oh my gosh. I like had a moment where I left my body for a second because a few things you said, I'm like, wow. But I'm back now. And I can't believe we're already at that time. I want to ask you some quick rapid fire questions. Some this or that. I always feel weird when I say that. I asked the people. I asked listeners for some questions. I have to read you a couple of them, like verbatim, because People just love you, Gonzalo. Oh gosh, and now I don't know where it went. Someone just sent like straight hearts. Yeah, they love you. Someone asked what your favorite country song is. Do you have a favorite country song?
I love, what is it? Big Town? Little Big Town. I love their
the
stuff.
Wine whiskey one.
Oh, yeah. Oh, you remember
I always
one.
Think of you when I hear that one. Yeah.
It, they're just really fast jogs too.
Oh my gosh, they're so fast. Okay, would you rather do a whole class at a 90 jog out of the saddle or a whole class 130 RPM in the saddle?
Oh.
Ooh.
I'll go 130 in
really?
The saddle. Oh, yeah.
Yeah, 90 yeah. out of the saddle the whole time. That's a lot.
I mean, I think we did that once when we team taught. And the feedback was you guys were trying to kill us.
Yeah, back before.
It's a lot of energy.
It's a lot of energy. Not a question, but just tell him I love him and that he's fabulous. I had to read those ones that were verbatim, but okay. Disney theme ride or Christmas in July?
Oh, Disney.
Really? Okay.
Yeah. I mean, I do love Christmas time. You know, there's it's in the air. It just
July.
Feels good. July, I like my summer. Don't mess with that.
Don't deprive it.
Don't mess with that.
Classic, connect, empower, or performance?
I'm going to say empower.
Ooh, yeah. Sunset or sunrise?
You said that, and it took me right back to the ships that I was in. Mm. The sunsets were, and I still have pictures of them, were just spectacular. I mean, on the water, mm-hmm. out, you know, at sea is just amazing.
They're magical.
And anywhere too, it's just, I sunsets, but I love fresh starts. So I love mornings.
Yeah.
You know, when everything feels like it just got cleaned and you start mm-hmm. fresh, especially if it rained.
Oh, I love that.
Funny story, I used to eat dirt when I was little when it would rain.
Speaking of sunsets, I used to eat dirt.
I love the smell so much that I was like, oh, maybe I should try it.
Know.
Well, why would I, you know?
I'm the body type of a Lego. I like to eat dirt. I had no idea where we were going to go with this podcast.
Well, I was taking myself to places. Yeah.
That's amazing. You were able to really like put yourself in that moment. Mm-hmm. I'm going to make that note. You like dirt.
I do like dirt.
I know what I'm giving you for Christmas.
It's got to be wet, though.
Okay. Well, now we're getting specific.
It's a different meaning to mud pies, right?
Night in or night out?
Night in.
Mm-hmm. In your big
bath. I will
bath
have a great night
with a glass
out,
of wine.
I know. I do have a beautiful
You
bathroom.
Are a good time out. I was a little sad I wasn't at your birthday. I think I was actually out of town.
That was brilliant. Can I just, how much time do we have?
3 minutes.
Okay, here's a great idea for your next birthday. Anybody that's listening, this is essentially like a bar crawl. It can be, you know, wine too. I just set a map. Everyone was invited. If you can go to that place at that time, like I see.
That's so cool.
Then you're not responsible for reserving or getting people in and out.
But did you feel like you were forced to like,
yes,
oh gosh, I have to get.
A
and
little
then you're
bit,
probably drinking
bit, yeah.
and you're like. Who's in charge then? Do you have like a coordinator
totally,
for the day?
Totally.
Who
or
did
you
hire?
You can just Uber, right?
But who's like in charge of making sure you get to place on time?
So I was actually keeping track.
Yeah, birthday boy's keeping track.
I had to take
Did you actually show up to every place
charge.
On time?
No, we had to skip a couple. Because
what if someone showed
long.
Up at that place then?
So I would message out and say, hey, we're moving on. Or they would message me and say, hey, are you here yet? I'm like, no, go to the next one. Move on.
It's my birthday. Get me some wet dirt.
But we all ended up in the same place, you know.
Yeah.
Dancing.
Wow.
Sweating. That's a good time to me.
You guys, I looked at the pictures and I had major FOMO. I'm a DI. So I'm ID in the disc and I get major FOMO when people do fun things.
So totally night in. But when we go out, we go out.
You go out. What's your favorite music to play in class?
I love lyrical. Mm. Anything lyrical. And it might be too much, but there's a
like
connection.
Not acoustic, but like instrumentally.
Just songs that have lyrics in them.
Oh, lyrics.
Yeah, lyrics.
Like
lyrical.
Okay, yeah.
Yeah. I just think it's, we can all connect to it somehow. And so I think that
like
kind
a message.
Of pulls it in. Mm-hmm.
What about your favorite music to play at home?
Everything.
Everything.
Yeah.
Like what?
I get bored. Okay, I shouldn't say bored, but I have a hard time just listening to one artist. Yeah.
And longer
genre.
Than 30 seconds of the song?
So like my Discover Weekly on Spotify is everything. Mm-hmm. Brought to you by Spotify, Discover Weekly.
Sometimes I listen to my Discover Weekly. I'm like, this is what I listened to last week.
Well, it changes, which is nice.
That?
It changes.
Sometimes I get sad. Like my Discover Weekly last week was awesome.
You know, and that's one of my tricks is I pull a lot of my music from that.
Yes.
But every week when I listen to it, I pull it into a different playlist. Mm-hmm. And it's just like my...
Or start a radio with it. Mm-hmm. Tangent. Okay. Okay. Favorite place you traveled to on your cruise endeavors?
Scandinavia.
Really?
Yes.
Why?
Love it. There's just this regalness to it. It's huge. I think I also loved it because there's lots of mountains and rivers, kind of like Idaho. And I think I kind of felt a little bit at home.
Yeah, totally.
But like times 10, like fjords.
Really?
Oh my God. If you can ever go to a fjord.
What's a fjord?
It's the big mountains. Okay. In Norway.
Oh, what's the dirt smell like? Does it taste good?
It tastes European.
Did you taste it?
I didn't.
I just thought that would be so interesting if you like went around and just tasted dirt.
I don't know. I don't know.
Oh my gosh. Okay.
So yeah, Scandinavia. But, you know, Amazon was also a great experience.
Yeah.
It was a different vibe.
Totally.
But yeah. Wow. I think Scandinavia.
Okay. Morocco, I want to end.
Was also beautiful.
Oh, Morocco's?
Yeah.
Stunning. Did you go to the Atlas Mountains?
Mm-mm. I was just in Tangier for one day.
Ugh. Beautiful.
Yeah.
And a really kind culture.
And everyone was beautiful.
Everyone's stunning. I went there and I was like, wow.
It's the same way in Scandinavia.
Oh,
tall,
totally.
Blonde, beautiful. This was my goal, was to always feel like I fit in. Not that I would. Noble man does not fit in with the blonde, blue-eyed type.
I remember you saying something about this.
But they had this like comfort of being in their skin, mm-hmm. whether that be a suit or something casual on a bike. Everywhere.
Yes.
And they were just so cool.
You rocked so many scarves when you came back. I was the scarves and the hat. I'm like, oh, G is here in the house.
Yeah. I will say, like, bike, scarf flying in the back is like everything.
Dream.
In Europe. Yeah.
Okay. I want to end with your favorite quote because I think this is beautiful.
So, my favorite quote, which is, I think it's also a song. It is a song. It's que será, será. Mm. So, whatever will be, will be.
It's beautiful. I'm not even going to try to say it because you say it way better.
You tried. Give it one shot.
Okay, I have to punch the D.
Well, the R. Punch the R. Sounds like a D.
Que será. Que será.
Oh, my God.
Did I do it?
That's so good. You did it.
By the way, it's ASMR.
ASMR.
Autonomous sensory meridian response.
I can't believe we so brain farted on that
one. It's a tingling sensation that begins on the scalp. And moves, I don't know, that's all. Oh, gentle whispering can result in feelings of calmness and relaxing.
You know, I feel like I would crush at that. I would do
you
awesome.
Would. But you need to start an ASMR
podcast.
It's like
podcast. Too much work.
Are you kidding me? All I have to do is like.
But you have to do it for so long, you know? I feel like I'd be like, okay, we're moving on.
Just do 30 seconds repeat over. Oh my gosh. Thank you so much for spending this time with me. I hope that. We make it to a second date.
Mm-hmm. Me too. Same. And if you take anything from this, whoever's listening, you know, let your freak flag fly. Or not so freaky. Just let it fly.
I love it. Thank you so much. You're such a delight. And I'm just honored that you're here. And I can't wait to have you back.
Oh my God, it flew by.
I
talked a lot too, though.
My pit stains say elsewise, but.
Mine too.
Oh, we're meant to be.
ASMR.
All right, Life Zesters, have a wonderful rest of your day. See you next time.
Bye.
Bye. All right. Thank you so much for listening. I hope this episode brought some zest into your life. And if you think this podcast will bring value to someone else, please feel free to share. If you enjoyed today's podcast, please like, subscribe, and leave a review. You can also find more insight on my Instagram at Genevieve_nuttinghoworth. And click the link in this episode's description where you can find my website. All right, I can't wait to rally with you next week.